Over here, the Rebbe continues. Here we are saying that the Torah Shabbat Peh is from the level of Malchus de Atzilus. So the Alter Rebbe continues, Umash Kosov HaRizal Shah Mishnah Yisem B'Malchus de Yitzira. So why does the Arizal write? He writes that Mishnah is a Malchus de Yitzira, which is already two steps down from Malchus de Atzilus. Ritzoyne Loimar. So what it means to say, Levush Malchus de Yitzira Shenislabish B'Malchus de Atzilus. It doesn't mean it's the garment, it's dressed up in Malchus de Yitzira, in which Malchus de Atzilus dressed up. Umalchus de Yitzira Nikra Shivcha Legab Malchus de Atzilus. Malchus de Yitzira is called a maidservant relative to Malchus de Atzilus. It means she serves Malchus de Atzilus. Malchus de Atzilus, in order to come down, comes down through the Shivcha, through Malchus de Yitzira. Umalchus de Briya Nikra Oma. That's called another word. There's a shivcha, and then there is an oma. Oma is another word, but it's in a higher level. V'teida, and we can prove this with Mashiach Kosuv HaRizal. We say that Rizal writes the mikra, the Teresh B'Ksav, hu ba'asiyah. He says that Teresh B'Ksav is an asiyah, the written Torah. So he's trying to explain what the Arizal said that it's Machos Dibri, but he says it's really Machos Atzilus, because he also says that Tevim Vasiyah, Barim Mefurish B'Zoyar B'Kisva Arizal, but it says clearly in the Zoyar B'Kisva Arizal, Mekoyim Esei Mispor, She Teferish U'Zod Atzilus, it says that it's Teferis and it's Zoh of Atzilus. So, Teirah Shebiksav is Zoh, Bapei Mach, but here he says that it's Asiyah. Elas Shemislabesh is B'Asiyah. When it says in Asiyah, it means it dresses up in Asiyah. Teresh Miksav dressed up in this world of Asiyah, in Kipshutim. V'chein hu behedje b'sefer ha-kavones, so it's clearly in the book of Kavones. Shemikra u'mishneh v'talmud v'kabbalah kulam b'atzilus. That all the Mikra, the Mishnah, the Talmud, and the Kabbalah are all in the level of Atzilus. Elo shemikra mislabish ad Asiyah, but rather it goes down, Mikra dresses up until it comes to Asiyah, U'mishneh dresses up ad Yitzira, the Talmud stays in the level of Bria, but their source, where they all come from, is it all in the world of Atzilus. Rebbe is continuing to explain the statement of Drayi Mehemna. He's going to wrap it up now towards the second part of the end of the Perek, the next couple of Shurim. But the Alter Rebbe basically said that when we talk about Tevara, Ilona Eitzadas Tevara, we're talking about the actually Klipas Noiga we're talking about. But now, the Alter Rebbe says that because we have a godly spark that dresses up into Klipas Noiga, what happens is, from the Shviras HaKelim, from the... There's sparks, there's holy sparks that fell down into the Klipas Noiga. But they come down eventually. The avodah of the tikkun is, the avodah of from Atzilus, the avodah of tikkun is to dress up into the garments of the Klipas Noiga, and then from there to take out those sparks. I mean, that's the avodah basically we're going to say of a yid when we eat and when we drink, and even when we learn Torah. Because all the blocks that takes place, even like when we don't know halacha, or we have questions, these are all coming from blocks that are not allowing for the Shekhinah, the word of Hashem, the halacha, the spark which is in the food, everything, it doesn't allow it to express itself until a yid comes and eats the food and elevates it, ismaili it, until a yid learns the Gemara and figures this out, as the Alter Rebbe will say. So, notwithstanding before we said that it's the klippa which is the Eitz Hadas, the Alter Rebbe is going to say that the level of Malchus, of Atzilus, which descends into Biyah, to be Mevarer Biyah, which comes down, which means the godly light of Hashem goes down into Biyah, is called also the Eitz Hadas Toivara, because there is already that obscurity, the descent into that Tzimtzum, into Biyah, relative to the level of Zohar Atzilus, which doesn't descend. So that's called Eitz Chaim. This is called Eitz Hadas, because it is descending into the world to change it around. V'hine. K'shamalchus de'atzilus mislabeshes b'klipas noiga. When Malchus of Atzilus dresses up in the klipas noiga, not directly, but it goes through the Shtauslus, and from the Malchus de Atzilus, it dresses up in klipas noiga, because they too get, as we say, Ashasholot Odom Ba'odom L'Ralo. He says there is a dominance of the Nefesh HaBahamis, of the klipas, over the Nefesh of the Kedusha. But they have a chayis from Malchus Da'atzilus. It dresses up klipas noiga. And the reason it dresses up, k'dei levarer ha'nitzoytzu shenoflu b'cheto adam harishon, in order to sort out the sparks that fell through the sin of adam harishon. When adam harishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, so then he caused a lot of these sparks. That was the part of the Olam HaToyu. A lot of these sparks from Kedusha ended up in this klipas noiga. These sparks went into klipas noiga. So that's something that happened because of Adam Arishon eating the Eitz Hadas. In addition to that, we know that in the Toyu there was a Ruach Elikim Merachefes. There was the Reish Peiches. There was the 288 sparks that fell from the Shviras HaKelim, and then they sparkled further. So those are all holy sparks, but that fell down. And if we want to think about it in our terms, you know, you have some holy Jewish children that come from beautiful neshamas, and then they fall away, sort of. And the sparks, we got to bring them back. We got to bring those sparks back. These are sparks of Yiddishkeit, spark of Kedusha, that A, descended, the sparks came from the sin of Adam Arishon, B, it came because of the Shviras HaKelim. So Malchus comes down, that's the Ma is Mevarer Ban, that's Ma Malchus comes down to sort it out. As I gamma Malchus Datsilus Nikrub Shem Eitzadas Tevera. So even Malchus Datsilus is called Eitzadas Tevera because it descends into the Tevera. Legabi Zod Datsilus Shein Yerusha. When you measure it relative to the level of Zohar, which doesn't descend, the Zohar remains in Atzilus, and the Malchus goes down. V'nikra Eitz Chaim. Zohar is called Eitz Chaim. Malchus is called Eitz Hadas because it descends. But what does it mean that it descends? So that's a secret, because that's what's called Ashasholat Ha'odom Ba'odom L'Raloi. That man, which is the man of Klippah, is dominating Odom, the man of Kedusha, for the detriment. In other words, he takes the chayis of Kedusha and it does bad with it, and it gives its klipas noiga, it's mechayah the other side. So v'hinei slapshus ha-malchus b'klipas noiga, when Malchus dresses up klipas noiga, husoid golus ha-shechina, that's the secret of the exile of the Shechina, asher sholot ha-odom ba-odom chulu, which we say that the Odom dominates the Odom. And this is what it's written, the Menayim Nehemne, when it says over there, Ubizimno di ilono di toivara shalto chulu inun chulu. At the time that the tree of dominance is the toivara. So there is a zman, the zman hagolus. The main thing is to be mevarer birurim, is to fix those sparks, the other ways, the sparks. When Mashiach will come, we're going to learn at that point, the sparks will be nisbader, the main job will be to bring down new oiris, new lights. But in the time of golus, in the time of, we're oisik and oisik will be rooted. That means when the time of the lono tovara is dominant, what means it dominant? It's dominant that we have to work in the avodas habirurim. So dahainu inu chulu dahainu. Bisman golus hashchina, at the time when the shchina is in exile, which means sholot adam bad murali, there is a dominance from the klippas. Shemashpa adam bisman golus shemashpa lichitzoyni shem beklippas noiga, which means that the shchina gives to the chitzoyni, which are in the klippas noiga, the shchina gives them chayis. Who gets from that chayis of the klipas naiga? The multitude of mixtures, meaning not the Tamim, not the people that are holy, not the people. So they also get from there, and mitam tzisom nizunet tamidicham begolus, and from that essence over there, the tamidichachamim are nourished in the golus. So it basically what it means is maybe the Am Haaretz, the Erev Rav, what he calls, they have a lot of gashmis, everything else. They take a little bit of their gashmis, mitam tzisom, from a little bit of it, they also give to the Talmidei Chachomim from that. So what does it mean? So what does it mean then? Then it means that the main job of the Talmidei Chachomim then is to take out those tamtzis, those sparks from the all the Tovara and elevate Iker Vaoz Iker Avedas Odom. Then what is the main service of the person? The Iker Eitzek HaTorah VaMitzvos. And what is the main occupation of Torah Mitzvos? Hulavarar Nitzutzis. That is to sort of the Nitzutzis. That's the main, to sort of the sparks. Kinoi Dama Arizal, as is known from the Arizal. One of the ways of taking out of the sparks is by learning about Isur Veheter and by figuring things out. Lachain Ikud Inyan Halimud. The main study is Hu Biyun Hu Pilpul, is looking into the matters, the pilpul, different things. Not like Kabbalah. This is more like the Nigla, just to looking into and figuring out things. Pilpul Halacha Biyisur Veheter Tumah Vetara. So what are we learning? We're learning the laws of prohibited, permissible, what's pure, impure, and pure. Levarer hamuter v'hatoyer mahoser v'hatome. What we're doing is, we're sorting out. Just like when you're eating something kosher, you're taking out the spark to elevation. So when we learn intellectually, we sort out between saying, this is permissible, this is not. So we're causing to sort out, we're separating. Levarer, to sort out, hamuter v'hatoyer, that which is permissible. And what is pure, mahoser v'hatome, from what is prohibited in the tome. Through looking into, delving into it, and reflecting, thinking deeply, and the pilpul of halacha, using our chokhmah bina das, so we're able to sort things out and knowing what's kosher, what's not kosher. But we have to use our chokhmah, because how do we sort things out? You know, in the Kabbalah, it's bechokhmah is bidir. Keneida deraisa bechokhmah nafkis. Torah comes from the level of chokhmah. Of Chochma da Atzilus, and Chochma deiraiz ube Chochma daiki is berir. Specifically, with Chochma you can sort it out. Basically, if you don't have seichel, you can't distinguish between things. But we have seichel. We say in the level of Chochma Kabbalah, it says this Chochma lo that is mevader. So Torah, which is Chochma, is mevader. What's kosher? What's not? What's also mutar? So what are we talking about? The supreme level of Chochmah Vatzilus, that's Chochmah Vatzilus, which dresses up in Malchus Vatzilus, which is the Soid Torah Shabal Peh. That is the secret of the Torah Shabal Peh, is the Malchus Vatzilus, which is the Chochmah Vatzilus, as it dresses up in Malchus, which is besoid in the parentheses Abu Yosef Barata. There is a connection. The father founds the daughter. The daughter is Malchus, and the father is Chochmah, and Abba is Yosef Bratel, which means the Chochmah that comes down in Malchus. And then later on, it doesn't stop in Malchus. Hamlu Beshet b'Malchus di Yitzira. So, this is the Tereshu Bapayuzer. This dress of Malchus di Yitzira. In Yitzira is Soid HaMishnayis, the secret of the Mishnah, Ubraisis, Hamlubeshes Beklipas Noiga, Shekeneged Oilam Ayitzira. They are dressed up in the Klipas Noiga, which means in the Isser Heter, which is opposite the world of Yitzira, because Noiga, the Klipas Noiga, is equivalent to the level of Yitzira in the Klipa. Yitzira is the Kedusha. So you have the ideas of the Mishnayis, which is being dressed up in the Klipas Noiga, which is the mixture of Shesho Maskel B'chinas Hadas, or Nuschachin Hara Shebenoiga. Over there starts the level of Das Benoiga, which means over there starts to sort it out. Nuschachrina, there's another version. V'abraichtis Hamblubosh B'Klipas Noiga Shekeneged Oilam HaAsiyah. See, in the previous, we were bunching up Mishnah and the Braise, both in Yitzira. But in this Nusach, the Braise goes even down level, that goes down to the level of Klipas Nega of Asiya. Because within the Noiga there's the good and the bad. So in the level of Yitzira is good. That's the level of Mishnah. But in the where does Ra begin? In Noiga, that's in that part that corresponds to the level of Asiya. Kinoidumar is known from that result. But Al Koponim, what he's saying over here is that we have to take, that's the job of the learning and of the descent of Malchus, Atzilus, into the world, is to sort out. It's called Toivara because it's dealing with the Toivara and it's trying to sort it out. Alter Rebbe continues to explain that learning the Gemara is actually Birur. That's sorting out. That's what we're learning. When we're learning and we're sorting out and we're figuring out things. So look, the Alter Rebbe says like this. I think the Alter Rebbe is going to address what you're asking exactly. He says like this. V'amaskil yovin inyan pele godul mizem oid. Somebody who is understanding will understand. If you're smart, the Alter Rebbe says, you'll understand something even more wondrous than this moid. Very wondrous. Ma nase b'shamayim, what takes place in the heavens? Mimal, above, alidei iyur ubirur halocha psuka, through looking into and sorting out a ruled halocha min hagemora poiskim rishonim v'acharonim. So when you figure out, you sort out what should be the ruling lamaisa, and you take the gemora, you take the earlier codifiers and the later codifiers, and he says, what do we do? And you figured it out. A lot of work went into it. The rabbis went and figured, and they had a pilpul, they took all the places, and they tell you this is the halacha. So what takes place at that point in the worlds above? Mashahoya behelem dover koidemayin halos. That which was hidden before this study, before this insight. What was there before this insight? What came up with this insight? So what came out this insight is that you've taken a halacha and removed all the clippers, all the blockage, and now you have a clear clarity. So that's the kial yidei ze maila halacha zu maklippers shoyim alim machasim esur. Through this work that you did, you elevated this halacha from the clippers that were blocking and covering for it. Before shaloi, so you do a cloud. Before we didn't know the halacha. Or maybe it wasn't understood well with the reasoning of it. And now you explain the reasoning of it. So what you do? You uncovered, you moved away all the blockages, and now you have a halacha. Shahatam Husoid hasvidos chokmei lo. When you say the reasoning for something, that's the secret of the chokmei lo, the svidos chokmei lo, from which sparks, from which sparks fell in the clippers through the shviras akelim level of chokma, behem shom bebchinas golus, and they're in golus. What does it mean? Very interesting. He says, when you know something, the halacha, the ruling, or you know something like that, but you don't know the reason for it, right? So it means there is a spark there, but it's blocked. It's in golus. It's golus because why? Because you don't understand it. You don't understand the reasoning for it. So you may know there's a spark there, there's something there, but it's in golus. Shaklipas shelt malayim, because that means that the klippas dominate over them. Umalim chokmas ha-toyre milyonim v'tachtoynim, and they block the wisdom of Torah from the above and below. We don't know now. There's halacha, there's Torah over there, but nobody knows the reason for it. So nobody knows, or either nobody knows the halacha, or nobody knows that there is the reason for it. So why? That means, who nobody knows? Not only we don't know. Lamaila, the Torah is given to us that we have to figure it out. But right now nobody knows. Why does nobody know? Because the clippers are blocking it. That's why it says the kosher setra is because the clippers noiga don't allow for the revelation that we should see this. So that's why we're saying over here that learning Gemara is, or Nigla, these things, is Eitz Hadas Tevara, because you have all these blockages that don't allow, and that's talking about Kiddusha, but it's talking about the Kiddusha that is dressed up in things that don't allow it, and when you're doing it, you're being Mevarit, no different. It doesn't say this word right here, but no different than the food. You have a spark in the food, which is kosher, and when you're going to use it, then you're going to elevate it. So here, when you use your sickle to elevate and to uncover, you're uncovering this spark.